Homage to the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. As the year draws to a close, it's good to look back and see how we have done in terms of spiritual progress, spiritual practice. This can be done not just at the end of the year, but at any time of the year. There's a very good sutta called the Titi Sutta, and this is in Anguttara Nikaya, chapter 10, discourse number 53. The Buddha talks about growth in wholesome qualities, and he praises that, but he doesn't praise being at a standstill or deteriorating in these wholesome qualities. And this is a very good sutta to frame this reflection. So I'll read out a little of this sutta. The Buddha says, "Bhikkhus, I do not praise even a standstill in wholesome qualities, much less decline. I praise only growth in wholesome qualities, not a standstill or deterioration." And then he goes on to explain what he means. And how is there a deterioration, not a standstill or growth, in wholesome qualities? Here, a bhikkhu has a certain degree of conviction, virtuous behavior, learning, renunciation, wisdom, and discernment. Those qualities of his do not remain the same or increase. This, I say, is deterioration, rather than a standstill or growth in wholesome qualities. Thus, there is a deterioration, not a standstill or growth in wholesome qualities. Then the Buddha goes on to say, "And how is there a standstill, not deterioration or growth in wholesome qualities?" Here, a bhikkhu has a certain degree of conviction, virtuous behavior, learning, renunciation, wisdom, and discernment. Those qualities of his do not deteriorate or increase. This, I say, is a standstill rather than a deterioration or growth in wholesome qualities. Thus, there is a standstill, not deterioration or growth in wholesome qualities. And lastly, the Buddha explains, "And how is there growth, not a standstill or deterioration in wholesome qualities?" Here, a bhikkhu has a certain degree of conviction, virtuous behavior, learning, renunciation, wisdom, and discernment. Those qualities of his do not remain the same or deteriorate. This, I say, is growth rather than a standstill or deterioration in wholesome qualities. Thus, there is growth, not a standstill or deterioration in wholesome qualities. So there are three key terms that the Buddha references here. Buddhi in Pali, and this can be translated as growth or increase. And then there is Titi, which is the name of this sutta, which means standstill or just standing, just keeping up. And another translation could be stagnation. And the third term is Hani, which can be translated as loss, falling off, decrease, deterioration, or decline. We've heard this before in other suttas such as Parihani Sutta. So these are the three key terms. What's interesting about it is the Buddha, of course, doesn't praise deterioration, so the falling off from wholesome qualities. So that one is obvious to all of us, that if we reflect on our spiritual practice, we definitely don't want to go backwards, lose whatever foothold we've gained. But the interesting one is, of course, this standstill. The Buddha is very clear that if you're just keeping up with your practice, but there's no growth, that's not something that he praises. And I find that one an interesting one because most of the time we think, I haven't deteriorated, I'm still maintaining, almost like treading water in terms of the spiritual practice. But it's a very good one to reflect upon that the Buddha is praising growth, progress, increasing one's good qualities or wholesome qualities in terms of spiritual practice. It's very similar to some of the Dhammapada stories that we hear about, where despite the monks having attained to even the fruit of non-return, the Buddha doesn't praise delay. The Buddha recommends and encourages, strongly encourages those monks to finish it off, to realize the fruit of arahantship. So likewise, when it comes to our practice, it's very good to reflect that the Buddha praises growth, increase, rather than a standstill, and most definitely rather than a deterioration in one's practice. And the Buddha gives us a measure of how to gauge whether there's been growth, not a standstill or deterioration. The first one is saddha, which is conviction or confidence. The second is sila, which is virtuous behavior. The third is sutta, learning or hearing the Dhamma. The fourth is chaga, which is renunciation or giving up, abandoning unwholesome qualities. And the fifth is panya, which relates to wisdom, knowledge. And the last is patibbana, which is translated as discernment or understanding the meaning of the Dhamma. So these are the areas that one can contemplate and reflect upon in terms of how do we go with our spiritual practice throughout this year. And one can do this by a series of prompts or questions. So the first would be, has our saddha increased towards the Buddha, towards the Buddha Dhamma Sangha, but most of all towards the Buddha, because all the teachings are derived from the perfectly enlightened Buddha, and the Sangha is formed due to the perfectly enlightened Buddha. And then the second question we ask is, how was our virtue? Have we grown in terms of our virtue, improved in terms of our virtue? The third question to ask is, have we heard more Dhamma? Have we heard more of the Buddha's words, learnt more from the Buddha and the noble arahants? The fourth question is, what have we given up this year? Have we given up more unwholesome qualities, renunciated in order to develop the Noble Eightfold Path? The fifth is, how is our wisdom? Has our wisdom grown? Or is it at a standstill? Or has it declined? And then the last question is, have we understood more of the meaning of what the Buddha has taught? And as a result of that, are we practicing in accordance with what we have understood? And of course, there's many more different permutations to that. But that's the framework that the Buddha has given. And it can be very helpful to look at it in this way. It gives us an important frame of reference. These are the qualities or characteristics that the Buddha asks us to use in order to measure whether we have grown or we are at a standstill, or worse, deteriorating, declining. And when we reflect on these things, we can look at examples. So when it comes to conviction towards the Buddha, if we have gone through the year meditating and following what the Buddha has taught, and we get the results that the Buddha points to, that he emphasizes when he teaches the Dhamma, and what we see as the qualities in the noble arahants, the noble ones, then we know that our confidence in the Buddha grows. So it's easy to gauge that. You can see that you keep leaning towards the Buddha's teaching more and more, and you keep leaning towards Nibbana. And in terms of virtue, we might have had aspirations for the year to be less interested in the world, for example, or to improve our speech in terms of frivolous talk or divisive speech. And so when you reflect on whether you were able to develop that and to grow in the wholesome quality of refraining from too much in the world, or refraining from that kind of talk, or refraining from other unwholesome qualities pertaining to maybe the Vatupama Sutta or Anumana Sutta, and you see that you have grown in that respect, in wholesome qualities, there's more contentment or things of that nature as a result of the virtue, then that is how you measure it. Likewise, when it comes to the hearing and learning aspect of the Dhamma, you would also know whether you've grown in that. Have you heard more of the Buddha's words? Have you spent more time listening to the Buddha's words, correcting the view? And then when it comes to chaga, giving up, renunciating, has there been more renunciation of the things which are a danger to one's practice, associating with bad company, the unwholesome qualities? Chaga can also mean giving up one's free time in order to pursue the spiritual practice, waking up early in order to do a morning sit, making offerings, sharing the Dhamma, helping out others in terms of Dhamma. There's many different things that fall into renunciation, giving up, abandoning of unwholesome, and cultivating wholesome as a way of chaga. And then when it comes to wisdom, wisdom is always a result of the practice. It's always a result of activating right view and following what the Buddha taught, being easy to instruct. And so when you follow the Buddha's instructions, you start to really know and see as it actually is. And with wisdom, it really comes to a growth in our understanding of the Four Noble Truths, a growth in our understanding of the arising and passing away. It's the wisdom that knows this bigger predicament. It's the wisdom that understands why we are practicing certain sutta meditations. It's the wisdom that grows from direct insight, from our meditation, from our development of the Noble Eightfold Path. And so if you're increasingly inclining in that way, then you see the wisdom is growing. And the last one is connected with that. This Patibbana is really starting to connect the dots. Understanding the meaning of the Dhamma means you start to see how it all comes together. Many of our meditations and teachings from the Buddha, they're all connected. They're just different ways of explaining the truth, penetrating the truth, the Four Noble Truths, but with different emphasis, same, same, but different. If we investigate in this way, it's a very good sign for us, because sometimes we have this misapprehension that treading water in our spiritual practice is a good thing. It's good to see and know that the Buddha doesn't praise being at a standstill. And maybe where you get to when you reflect in this way and take stock is to think, well, I need to make a reassessment and make a noble aspiration towards doing better. When we look around at our Kalyanamitta, you really see where someone is at, particularly when they've made progress. Growth means progress, growth in these wholesome qualities. It's very uplifting when you know you've been chipping away at these meditations, this gradual training, gradual practice, gradual progress. The Buddha doesn't want us to just be at a standstill, and the Buddha definitely doesn't want us to decline, because that's going in the wrong direction. So when you think about the tree that is inclining towards Nibbana, if it is leaning in that direction, when it falls towards Nibbana. If we are inclining too much towards the world, we are indulging in sensual pleasures and unwholesome qualities, then we are not leaning towards Nibbana. If the tree is leaning in the worldly direction when it falls, it's strongly coming back towards the world. And when it comes to a standstill, it's good to really challenge that idea. This is good enough. I've heard enough, or I'm just keeping up with what I normally do in terms of giving up and all that sort of thing. I'm just keeping up with the basic level of conviction I've had towards the Buddha before, and therefore I haven't penetrated more in the meditation in order to grow that. I'm just keeping up with the right view that I'm comfortable with, not deepening that understanding, not penetrating further. There's something around it that needs to be challenged. I think when we look around at our Kalyanamitta, particularly if you're part of a group, it's very good when you see progress in Kalyanamitta to feel mudita for that, genuine mudita, because when that's there, you feel inspired to keep pace with them, to keep growing. It's a wonderful thing because it's not easy. It takes effort. It takes other qualities. It takes all the sharpening of spiritual faculties. So it takes the conviction towards the Buddha, but that only comes when you develop more wisdom after applying the effort. It takes more mindfulness to remember this is what the Buddha taught. And of course, to find more happiness in the right kind of concentration, not to enjoy sloth and torpor and hindrances, but to really enjoy noble right concentration. And so when we look around and we're inspired by Kalyanamittas and we see they've made progress, they're no longer having frivolous talk, they're no longer indulging in too many sensual pleasures, unwholesome qualities have fallen away, then this is a way of looking, okay, how have I gone? What am I doing? And this particular teaching in the Thiti Sutta is very inspiring. It corrects certain things where we think being at a standstill is okay. Growth, progress, increase in wholesome qualities is what is promoted by the Buddha. And as this year draws to a close, to really take the opportunity to look at it in this way, with this frame of reference from the Buddha. The Buddha calls it part of self-examination. This sutta is in the Sacittavagga of Anguttara Nikaya, chapter 10. And this is all about self-examination. And it doesn't have to be just at year end. It can be like a regular review. So those with that very strong intention towards making progress, to keep inclining towards developing the Noble Eightfold Path, inclining towards Nibbana, this is how you self-examine. So this is encouragement towards self-examination. And if there has been growth, be very uplifted by that. Be very joyful about that. And if you find out that there has been deterioration or there is some sort of a standstill, be happy about that knowledge too, because you can do something about it. So it doesn't mean you find this out and then you let it be. No, this is an encouragement to turn that around. We're coming to the end of this year, we're starting a new year, and so what we want to do is to invigorate our spiritual practice, how we are inclining towards the Buddha's true teaching, how we go together. And so this is the encouragement that don't be afraid if there has been decline, if there has been a standstill. This becomes a wake-up call. This becomes, okay, what am I going to do about this? How are we going to go together with this? As Kalyanamittas, it's 100% of this spiritual path. 100%. So we ended last year and started this year with that particular understanding. So as we close this year and go into the next one, it is still the same thing. It is 100% of the path. So being able to reflect on growth, that the Buddha praises growth, not a standstill or deterioration, is our reminder as Kalyanamittas. Look at that, self-examine, and make some aspirations and changes to one's spiritual practice in terms of conviction, virtue, learning or hearing the Dhamma, what we give up in terms of being able to walk this path, the type of wisdom we want to grow, and really wanting to penetrate the meaning of this Dhamma in order to be able to practice it. So we go together with this. So we can end the session here. Please take this as encouragement towards the Noble Eightfold Path and to sharpen all our faculties. Let's share the merit with all sentient beings. May all beings be happy and well. May all beings be free from suffering. Blessings of the Triple Gem, wishing you well. Theruvan Saranai.